Recalculating. So Google Maps has me somewhere west of Evanston, Wyoming, telling me that to get to the gas station where my daughter and her broken-down Subaru are waiting for me, I need to go straight for 2 miles through a quarter-mile dead-end trailer park. This is the young woman with whom some Sunday mornings I have coffee and a game of chess as an excuse to get caught up on her life and the status of her sobriety. It's not much of a game. I'm a reactive and distracted player and more interested in the new medicine she has found in an online Russian pharmacy than the fact that her horsey has me in a rook king fork because I failed to castle while the castling was good. After asking the tall man in a short kilt, who comes up to my car with barbecue tongs in one hand, how to get to town, or at least get back to a paved street and a street sign with which the GPS has a passing familiarity, I am heading in a promising direction once again, a brace of pronghorns racing me along the fence line. I slow to let the lesser mammals win this time, and then come to a complete stop in the middle of a road that has likely not seen another car since morning. So no one is there to wonder at an old man with his head on the steering wheel, his shoulders jerking now and then, to wonder whether it's some sort of a medical condition, or whether years of worry and more recent frustrations with mapping apps are being siphoned off. It is in fact a release, relief that she is safe after her mindfulness retreat in the mountains of Colorado, where, as she later tells me on our trip home along I-80, the words spilling out of her after her week-long fast, so that, for once, I can drink my fill. Where an owl sat all night one night on the sill of the tiny window of her cell-like room, and where she left an offering of fireweed and granola bars at the great stupa shrine on her last morning, along with a bouquet garni, as she called it, of her addictions, before the hours of empty miles across Wyoming, before the check engine light began blinking wildly, before she coasted into the Sinclair station, closed on this Sunday, before she called her dad with the last of her cell phone battery and sat meditating, she said, on the green fiberglass dinosaur, knowing I would come.